We're joined this morning by McPherson College football coach Paul Merkowitz after a big win over the Bethany Swedes in week one at home, 30-13. As we look back at that game and throughout the offseason, a lot of the emphasis was put on this defense and trying to come up with big plays. And I think that you could tell that 2018 is going to get off to a little different start based off of the way that second half began with six consecutive stops back deep in the red zone, holding Bethany out of the end zone. And boy, it had to feel good to get off to a good start like that on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I think we ran to the ball well. And I've talked with quite a few coaches, and I've prefaced this. We really tackled well. And I mean, it sounds dumb as a football coach to God, we really tackled well. But I mean, you know, we were wrapping guys up on the 3-yard gain, and that's all they were getting. Where a lot of what was happening kind of last year, I felt like we'd wrap a guy up on the 3-yard gain, and it would turn into a 5-yard gain, you know. And so I think from that standpoint, we were kind of all over the place with that, which I think is really good. And again, we want to go back to the approach that we want to be excited about making plays and not worried so much about making mistakes. We made some mistakes, there's no question. But we were excited about making plays and flying around to the ball, and it was encouraging. It's nice to give Coach McCoy a hard time because their yards weren't very high, because offensively we kept turning the ball over, you know, with 20 yards to go, so they didn't have very far to go. But him keeping them out of the end zone was a huge deal.
Another thing that I thought was really important in week one, and I thought it sort of set the tempo for that entire game. After a turnover, you get the ball on offense, get down to the goal line, fourth and goal from the half-yard line. And there are a lot of teams that first drive of the year might decide to kick a field goal there, but you roll the dice, go for it on fourth with a great play call with the play action and the bootleg and the dump off to the tight end. It felt like that sort of set the tempo for that game, that you're not here to hang on and try to not lose. You guys were there to win.
Well, I mean, it kind of goes back to our post game when we were talking about playing both quarterbacks and things like that. When it works, it's a great idea. When it doesn't, it's not. But, you know, we just felt strongly that, you know, that was a kind of going to be our go-to play either way. I didn't want to go to it right away. You know, we kind of felt going in pretty comfortable that it's a tough play to defend in the offensive set that we're in. And they had never really seen us run it. We just felt it was the right time. And I would agree. I think that kind of getting seven on the board right away was really important.
I think I'm going to ask you the same question that Nick Saban got asked last week. You see your two quarterbacks, and you knew that you would use both of them in week one. What did you like and take away from both of them in their first game? Because they both did some different things, but they both were really successful in week one.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, I mean, there's two plays over 50 yards, and one is Ed running on a 3rd and 18, which I didn't realize until about 1:30 in the morning when I was watching film that it was actually 3rd and 18, and he takes off for, you know, whatever it was, 50-plus yards for a touchdown. But then at the same time, when we needed a big play, finally, when we were really scrambling in the fourth, you know, Jake fires a strike, you know, to Cullen, and we hit a post for a big play. And so, I mean, each guy does a lot of things very, very well. Some of them overlap, some of them don't. I would think if I was a defensive coordinator, and I've never been one, but – I mean, you're preparing for two totally different people. And like I said, as long as that's successful, my guess is we're going to look really smart. And if it's not, then it's going to be, you know, this guy's not getting a chance to get in the game, and he can't get warmed up, and he can't get the feel for the game. And so, you know, I take it with a grain of salt. We're going to go in with the same game plan this week in terms of how we want to do things and kind of go from there. It's no different than – you know, Corey Davis really compliments Armand McCray. Guys in our defensive line compliment each other that way too. You just don't see it as much because it's not a quarterback.
We're talking with McPherson College football coach Paul Merkowitz after a big win over the Bethany Swedes in week one. And as exciting as that win was, I think one thing that you guys probably realize is that it's week one and the marathon, not a sprint. And getting ready for the rest of this season. Was that something that you talked about in practice this week with the team and saying, look, we got to be excited about this win, but get refocused and get ready for weeks 2 through 10.
Actually, we talked about it Saturday night, and that was part of my message with those guys, and then on Sunday as well. And yeah, we haven't even we're two steps into the marathon, you know, and it's a long way to go, and we really got to blast reality as soon as we got the Avila score against Sterling, because Sterling obviously conference champ, and I believe, even though I don't put a lot into the preseason polls, was you know, voted to be conference champs, and they may still be. A long way to go for them as well, but obviously Avila's prepared to play, and they're not just here to join the league, they're here to win it.
And you mentioned these Avila Eagles, new to the KCAC, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that you were involved in some of the meetings with them making the move to the conference, coming from the Heart of America Athletic Conference. And you and I don't know if you remember it, but we had a conversation about them the first time I ever met you back in July of 2017, and talking about what they could do in this league. And when you look at the league that they played in before in the division, taking on Baker, who was a top five national team mm-hmm. for a lot of that run, Mid-America, mm-hmm. Missouri Valley, dealing with some really good teams, they just couldn't find a way to beat those teams. Mm-hmm. And I think that they've proved that making the move here to the KCAC, they're ready to go.
Well, I mean, for them to go to Sterling, which I think is a really tough place to play, one, you're on a grass field. It's the only time you're ever on a grass field. And a long trip for them. I'm just looking at it as a head coach. And then to score 18 unanswered in the fourth to win the game tells you that they've got that competitive character and they've got that drive, and obviously they're very talented. And so, you know, we're going to play as hard as we can and try to be up to the task. We're making the long trip. This is the longest trip we'll make all year. But it's all about, you know, dealing with adversity and dealing with the things that you have to go through. And so that's kind of been our mindset all week.
Have you seen the Avila football field before?
I've heard things, and I don't really, you know, I don't really worry too much about that kind of stuff and the things I can't control. And
you'll be interested. Well, it's a very unique setup for any fans that are going. Yeah. It's this big slab of turf. On one corner, they have softball. On one corner, they have baseball. And in the middle, they play football. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool setup. And I think maybe them being in the KCAC, to me, I think they're a really good fit. Do you think they're a great fit?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I don't. I mean, I haven't really, you know, like you'd indicated, I really didn't have a lot of say to or what was going on with them coming into the league. I know they were in some sports for a while, I think. I'm not really sure. Our focus has been week to week, and so this is really the first week I've really looked at their program and things like that, and that's just kind of how we try to approach things. We try not to put a face or a name on the people we're playing. It's more, what are they doing? What are they trying to take away? And what are we going to try to do to be successful? And so I really honestly don't know much about their program, and it's not really – I know a lot about Tabor. I know a lot about Bethany. It doesn't do you any good either way. So, I mean, you put your game plan together with what you got, and we've got one game of film on them, and my guess is they have a couple more wrinkles for us that we haven't seen, and I know that we do too.
The Bulldogs look to improve to 2-0 this weekend, taking on the Avila Eagles. Hope to talk to you at 2-0 next week.
Thank you.